Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Broadcasting live from the lovely and warm city of Atlanta. This evening, we will discuss, I'm sure you have an idea from hearing the theme song, forgiveness. So stay tuned. Well, we are grateful that we have listeners of all ages. And for the new listeners, since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And that's a question, so it would only be proper etiquette to simply answer that question. Etiquette is a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. I don't know if that's what you want, but I know that's certainly what I would like. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England. They copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos goes out to Charles the First and Second. Well, once again, we will be talking about forgiveness, someone that you need to forgive. Or there's someone that you would wish that they would forgive you. Just what does that really mean? What does forgiveness mean? Of course, now we know that this is a topic that we don't seem to hear discussed on a regular basis, but of course it really should be. And it can make all the difference in your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being, which you'll be hearing this evening. And last month, we discussed this topic with Dr. Megan Saunders, and she is back with some more of her conference speakers to dig a little deeper into this topic and to also speak about the annual conference that starts next Saturday. So you will certainly hear about it. But let me tell you a little bit about her. Dr. Megan Saunders holds many titles: diabetes care and education specialist, registered and licensed dietitian, author, and forgiveness advocate. She is also the founder and executive director of Forgiveness for Health Ministry in Stone Mountain, Georgia. In her role as forgiveness researcher, she is particularly interested in how forgiveness affects the health of minorities, especially African Americans. In 2013, Megan's doctoral research assessed the influence of Christian divorce support groups on forgiveness and health outcomes in Black Christian divorcees. Since that time, Megan has continued to build on this work and has developed courses, conferences, posters, other products on the issue of forgiveness and health while championing the need to include forgiveness and practice across the health system locally, nationally, and internationally. In 2015, after being prompted by the Lord, Megan started a forgiveness ministry. She now travels across the state of Georgia, the nation, and the world to facilitate forgiveness workshops, present at meetings and conferences, and to offer one-to-one and group support and counseling for those struggling with unforgiveness. Whether in a church, mosque, temple, family reunion, worksite, including the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Megan's team have brought the message of forgiveness and health to wherever God has opened the door. Dr. Saunders has embedded forgiveness assessment and terminates of health reviews in her practice and is passionate about the elimination of health disparities so that all Americans can live the best life possible. So now introducing to some and reintroducing to others, I would like for you to say hello to the friend to the show, Dr. Megan. Dr. Megan, how are you?
I am wonderful, Donna. I thank you for having me back. I am excited about the show today, and I'm looking forward to being here with you as well as with our guests. Thank you for having us.
Well, it is such a pleasure, and I am excited as well about the conference. This is going to be a global conference this year, and so that means everyone from everywhere can join this conference. So if you would you just kind of start a little bit by giving us a little bit of background on the conference? I know that we usually have new people that are joining us each week. So just in case they didn't have an opportunity to hear you when you were on last month, and I know that this is the third year, just kind of let our listeners know a little bit about the conference, the background, give them a little backstory on it.
Oh, that's sure I can, Donna. Thank you so much. We have, as you said, this is our third annual conference. And what we are doing this year, of course, because of the coronavirus, is having a virtual conference. But what we will do at the conference is we will definitely be developing and talking about those relevant hot-button topics such as COVID-19, COVID-19, etc. And so the theme for the conference is Achieving Forgiveness, Recovery, and Peace in a World of Chaos. And anybody listening to my voice today will agree that we're in a world of chaos. Most of us are trapped in our homes, many with abusers that they were trying to get away from to go to work, but now they're stuck at home. And so what we hope to do is have a dialogue about some of these relevant issues. We will assess people's levels of forgiveness. We will give them tools and tips and resources so they could go back to their homes or other parts of the world and make changes in their lives as well as to help to change the lives of others that they're influencing. My hope is that everybody who hears this or attends will become a forgiveness advocate, because what it basically means is that you're giving up resentment and bitterness towards somebody who's hurt. And we know that's not easy, but we have tools and resources. We have a 5-step process that we offer and train people to use, and it works. And so we will have, I would say about 20 or more of the best world-class speakers will be on this faculty this meeting. And so nobody can afford to miss it. Thank you.
Wonderful, just wonderful. And I know we just jumped right in. Listeners, listen, if you would like to join our conversation, you can certainly do so by calling 516-418-5894. Again, 516-418-5894. Or you can email your question or comment to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. And also, if you have a testimony, we certainly would like to hear from you. I think we'll probably start with our testimonies around the top of the hour, okay? So we would certainly, if you have attended the conference, we'd love to hear from you as well. I'd like to bring on my co-host. He is certainly no stranger to the What is Etiquette Anyway show, and his pastor, Emmanuel Williams. Pastor Williams, how are you?
Good evening, Donna. Glad to be able to participate with you and with Dr. Megan. God bless you. I look forward to a scintillating discussion.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to have you with us as well. And I know that you are a part of the conference as well, which is going to be great. I would like for our listeners to just begin meeting our speakers. There's some dynamic speakers, right, Dr. Megan, that are lined up, and we want to go ahead and begin meeting some of those. And let's see, extension 6900. And hello, we should have Minister Mana. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. God bless you. Thank you.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you.
Glad to hear from you.
Thank you.
If you will, if you would be kind enough, just give our listeners a little biographical information about yourself. Would you be kind enough to do that?
Thank you. My name is Enefio Okumana. I was born in Nigeria, so you're going to hear a different accent, so bear with me. I migrated to the United States in 1978 after my high school and a few years working in the bank. I studied industrial engineering and mathematics to a graduate level. I taught in the school here. It used to be called, DeKalb College. That transitioned into Georgia Perimeter College. And, of course, now we are part of Georgia State University. I taught there for 25 years. I retired after 25 years of teaching. I teach home builders on the school class in a Tabernacle Church. I've been doing that since 1996, I believe. I'm married for 43 years to a beautiful sweetheart of mine. We have three children, grown adults. They have their own places. Thank you. God bless you.
Wow, that is amazing for 43 years. And I know that you are going to be presenting a workshop. And tell us what your workshop is about.
My workshop, the topic is threading. You know, like you're sewing something, you thread it through a needle, threading forgiveness through marriage so it can last a lifetime. That's the topic of the workshop. And if you want me to say a little bit about it, I can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure the listeners would certainly like to kind of get a glimpse into what it will be about. That will be great.
Well, I want to start by saying many people enter into marital relationship like they're just going to a grocery store, grab what they want and come out. If they don't like it, maybe just forget about it or take it back. That is not marriage. Before you get into marriage, you got to really think through it and pray through it for God to be the center and to be the one leading you and directing you in every aspect. Because that sweetheart of yours may not always be sweet. Some things may happen in life that bring hurt, but you got to be willing to forgive each other as you go. So you see the threading, different things going to happen. Whether you like it or not, you're not going to pray for things to happen, but they will happen. Because you live with two different individuals, or two of you are different, the way you were raised up, your perspective as you think about things. But as you grow together, you see how God would make you into one. And that doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of struggle, pain, forgiveness, mainly a lot of love and all the ingredients to make those things happen. So some things would happen that happening intentionally. Your spouse may say something that hurts you to the core. Things may be said intentionally. Things may be said that was not planned to be said. But either way, there's going to be some element of hurt and pain. So you got to be willing to say, okay, how do we walk through this? And that's where forgiveness is going to help you. And that may not happen one time. It may not happen once in a year. The frequency depends on the dynamics of your relationship. So forgiveness becomes a big, big factor to help the marriage. So I'm not painting a situation of gloom and doom, but I'm just a reality of life, living with another human being. And also God, through the Holy Spirit, is going to help you walk through things so your marriage would be enjoyable and it can last.
Sounds very, very exciting. And of course, like he said, he's a walking, living testimony. He and his wife have been married for 43 years. That is absolutely amazing. And we're just going to take a moment and we're going to applaud him. That is wonderful. And then, of course, we'll get back to you to see when you and her book is coming out. How about that?
Praise God.
Okay, let's see if we can also, I would like for you to also meet Hetty Asadu. And if I did not pronounce your name correctly, would you let me know? Hetty, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Ms. Donna. Absolutely. You did pronounce the name right. It's Hetty Asadu. Thank you.
How are you? How are you?
I am wonderful. I am very grateful to be part of this show tonight.
Great. Well, we're certainly happy to have you as well. If you could, just let the listeners know a little bit about yourself as well, please.
Okay, yes, I will. I am Dr. Hetty Asiodu. I'm a motivational speaker, holistic beauty and wellness coach. I'm a single mother of three with a mission to help women to create a healthier, happier, better life, to help them to optimize and self-actualize themselves through physical and emotional states to have a better life. I'm a doctor of philosophy in Christian counseling with over 25 years of nursing. I'm a certified life coach and as well as the author of Unleash the Power Within You. I'm the CEO and founder of Hetty Speaks Life Enterprise and as well as UIC Skincare is a skincare solution that goes beyond and intercepts aging at the source. I'm actually dedicated in empowering and inspiring inner healing and lifestyle changes that support the human spirit to improve an individual's overall well-being. I live here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a member of Toastmasters International, and I was the first lady to be mentioned to be in the World of Champions in Fitbit Challenge. The first lady overall, both men and women. And I have won so many marathon races here in Atlanta. So I'm very, very excited to share what I have with the world. Thank you.
Well, if you'd like, you can go ahead and give us an insight into your particular session that you'll be leading.
Okay. The upcoming conference, as one of the speakers, I will be talking about removal of spiritual masks. I'm not going to go really in detail, but I will speak a little bit because I want everyone that is under the sound of my voice to register and participate in this conference because it's going to be life-changing, life-inspiring, and your life will never be the same again. Removal of spiritual masks. If we go back to the original plan of God, God, in his infinite mercy, had created us, and he desired to have his throne in the core of our being. But when we have used the things that he has provided, I call it things, resources that he had given us to enjoy, to support our lives, we allow those things to take his place, to dethrone him. We begin to hide. Adam did it. David asked him, where can I hide from your presence? So the things, the calamities, the infirmities, the crisis, including this pandemic, everything that is going around us is as a result of the fact that we have dethroned God from his original throne and let things be. And I'll tell you, people wear masks, not surgical masks. They wear spiritual masks for different reasons. And Christ, when he walked the earth, he recognized religious leaders, religious people as the main spiritual mask, holier than thou. And spiritual masks, I find it to be those things that we do every day that it has become part and parcel of us and become the ruling power of our life. I call them veil. I call them mask. I call them human spirit. And it is self. Human spirit is self. I self as in S-E-L-F. Self. Self take the place of God. And then we begin to hide under something. And we wear masks. As our faces are different, we wear masks for different reasons. Some people wear it to disguise their identity, to hide their identity, to become what they are not, to impress, to oppress, and so many reasons. But human spirit, these are the things, like I said, we have done so much, and it becomes the ruling power. I have a list, a catalog of all the human spirits, all the hyphenated, self-pity, self-righteous, self, and so on and so forth. I will talk more on it as in the conference. And my objective in this conference is to bring the light that will illuminate the darkness behind that mask every individual is wearing, so that they will see clearly the original and the purpose of their living. I also want them to understand the dangers of wearing spiritual masks, learn what spiritual masks are, and know who and how spiritual masks can be removed so they can thrive and have the life that is promised to them. And,
wow. Very
also,
interesting.
I want...
Go right ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, actually, I wanted to conclude by letting them know also who is responsible for removing this spiritual mask. And yes. And I invite everyone to come in, tune in, ask any questions that will help you to discover the reality of your living. Thank you, Ms. Donna.
Wow, it sounds very interesting. And in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about forgiveness and the Forgiveness Conference that starts on next Saturday. And in case you came in a little bit late and you heard her speaking about spiritual mask, you may have heard mask, and of course, you know, we're thinking right now, we're hearing mask so much because we're told to, you know, make sure before we go out to wear our mask, and depending on where we're going, we want to make sure that we have on our mask as well. So, but she was talking about something just a little bit different. She was actually referring to spiritual mask, and so that is quite different. You're hearing some of the speakers who will be speaking at the conference, which will be starting on next Saturday. You'll hear a little bit more. We also have Dr. Megan Saunders here. She is the founder and the director of the Forgiveness for Health Ministry and this conference that's coming up. I want to go ahead and bring on the other speaker that we have that will be a part of this lineup, and her name is Dr. Joyce Ball-Berry. And so I would like for you all to meet her. Dr. Joyce, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. I'd like
How
to
are
thank you?
You
so much. Wonderful, wonderful. And thank you so much for giving us space to praise God and to share Dr. Saunders' ministry with others. And thank you so much for allowing me just a few minutes to share with you as well.
Oh, well, my pleasure. I am just so excited that the listeners are having an opportunity to meet you all and to get a glimpse into what this conference is going to be like. And so if you would just, you know, give our listeners a little bit of information about you so they can get a chance to know you as well.
Well, hello again, everyone. My name is Dr. Joyce Ball-Theory. Many people call me Dr. Joy, J-O-Y, like happiness. I am a psychiatric epidemiologist and a health educator. My research program at Washington University School of Medicine focuses on eliminating health disparities and increasing health equity in diverse communities. As an African-American woman, I know full well the impact of health disparities on our community. I live every day with dyslexia, so I also understand the complexity of living with a learning disability, but I like to call it an ability because it has given me the opportunity to become a motivational speaker and to share my journey with others as a way to inspire them to fulfill their life's dreams. In addition to motivational speaking, I'm also an intercessor and a prophetess as well. So I am very thankful to God for allowing me to use my voice for His delight and all of those things. And so at the conference, I will be speaking a little bit about COVID, mental health, and our spiritual well-being, and how we really need to make sure that we are centering ourselves spiritually in God as we're living in this new normal with chaos all around us.
Wow. Sounds very, very interesting as well. And listeners, I know you can tell that this is going to be a very powerful conference. And this is only three of the speakers. We had some other speakers on last month when we were on. But Dr. Megan, I believe she said that there will be over 20 sessions, I do believe, that she said. Is that correct, Dr. Megan?
Over 20 speakers.
And yeah.
Remember, we have a two-day conference. So the 19th is day one, and it runs from 9 to 12:30. And then the second day is the 26th, which is the following Saturday. And that also runs from 9 to 12:30. But across the 2 days, we have over 20 people presenting or sharing with attendees. And so it's jam-packed with, as you've just heard, a phenomenal faculty, including forgiveness researchers, Pastor Emmanuel Williams, Brother Umana, you've just heard about, Dr. Joe Arney, who's going to bring resources around budgeting. I think everybody knows we're in a triple pandemic. We are in an economic crisis as well. And so we thought we'd also address that. We'll have a speaker out of Arizona speak to God's plan for COVID-19 as it relates to nutrition and building your immunity. And so we've looked at this from different angles, and I've brought the world's best to the conference to share with everybody who will participate.
Absolutely. Sounds great. And I certainly want to bring back my co-host, Dr. Williams, so he can tell us about his part of participating in this conference. Pastor?
Well, thank you. Megan has asked me to speak on racial reconciliation, so that is the topic, and the scope of that is to deal with the biblical basis for reconciliation and also to make a distinction between forgiveness and reconciliation or how they are related. And then also to look at strategies that have been used in successful racial reconciliation events, for example, such as Dr. Tutu used in South Africa. So that is my approach for the time that I have been given.
Great. Sounds great. Sounds exciting. And everyone, listen, if you would like to participate in this conversation. If you have any questions that you would like to ask, now is the time to call. Again, the number is 516-418-5894. We are going to pause and take just a break, and then When we return, we are going to go directly to the phones. Okay, so we'll be right back.
Did you know when you can't forgive, your emotional wounds can't close and heal? Forgive for Health Ministries, Inc. helps all people to forgive. Our services include support groups, workshops, and conferences, to name only a few. One of our goals is to help you forgive so you can live free from the shackles of unforgiveness. Our values include compassion, love, and honesty. For more information, to donate, and to register for our conference, go to www.forgive4health.org or call 404-500-9204, 404-500-9204. Let Forgive for Health Ministries help to heal all of your relationships for good.
Forgive for Health Ministries is a 501c3 organization.
Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP. Demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incident of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway?, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Are back, just in case you're just joining us. No worries, you'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety, as all of our shows are archived. We certainly want to invite you to do that. We're going to go ahead and go to the phones. We just met some of our speakers that were going to be speaking at the Forgive for Health Ministry Conference coming up next week on September 19th. Will be part one. And definitely feel free to join the conversation. Again, 516-418-5894. If you have attended the conference, we want to hear from you as well. We'd love to hear your testimony. I'm going to refer to your number by the last four digits. And if you hear me say the last four digits of your number, you will know that I am speaking to you. Extension 6517. extension 6517. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway. Hello.
Hey, good evening. Hey, Dr. Megan, this is Perry. And my testimony, you know, I met Dr. Megan through a mutual friend, my brother in Christ, and I've been enjoying the forgiveness ministry, and I was asked to speak on one of the topics, which will be Christian dating during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay. Very interesting.
I'm just excited about that.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So another, thank you so much for letting us know. I don't know if you want to give us like some snippets into that session or if you'd like.
Sure.
If not, go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Well, just Dr. Megan, hi. I love you. You know, thank you again. And, you know, I just count it a privilege and a blessing. My name again is Perry Yee. I was a graduate of Morehouse College. I will be co-presenting with Mr. Kyle Williams. And we just want to encourage those that are struggling in their relationships to know that God's word, you know, if we're not careful in the culture we live in today, many times we throw away the scriptures, and God's word can really help in this forgiveness process. So we just look forward to just sharing our story and kind of how, as friends, we are believing God for not only the dating process, but ultimately in Christian dating, we want the world to know that the ultimate blessing, if you will, if it be the will of the Lord, is to find your godly companion. And until God presents your godly companion, just trust him, because he knows what's best for us. And if you believe God by faith and trust in his word, he does have someone for you. And we believe that the ultimate test of your faith is to just to believe him for that. And we're going to try to talk about all the ways that, and the distractions and the obstacles, but, you know, I believe God for my companion, and we look forward to, you know, just sharing our story.
That is wonderful. It's wonderful, Pierre. I'm sure I can hear some of the listeners saying, number one, well, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. You know, when is he coming? When is she coming? And then I can probably hear some other people echoing the fact, okay, how am I going to meet somebody when we have to stay sheltered in place? And then when I meet them, they have on a mask. I don't know who I'm meeting. What would you say to that? Because I can just hear people saying that.
Right.
What would
right.
you
well,
tell them
you
to
know,
encourage them?
You know, I got, when I went, you know, just hearing your spirit, you know, and when people hear my spirit, you know, and you got to listen. And one of the biggest complaints about us as men is that we don't listen. And sisters, I'll say one of the biggest complaints that men have about women is that you always are trying to change us. So we need to understand each other and listen to that spirit man and woman. And you don't necessarily always have to be so caught up into the way that the world dates. You know, we're caught up in how someone looks. But I want to know the heart of the person, and I want to hear their story. And I think if we just take time to get to know each other, we will be able to connect with each other and grow healthy, God-ordained relationships. Because everyone has a story, and everyone needs to be heard. And I guess that's kind of my first response to that question, and hopefully we can get into it when we present.
At the conference, exactly. I was just going to say, at the conference. Very good. Thank you so much.
No problem.
You are hearing from an additional speaker as well. So you're hearing from quite a few speakers this evening, and this is certainly giving you a glimpse into what this conference is going to be about. I'm going to go to extension 1150-1150. Last four digits, 1150. Hello.
Yes, yes, thank you. Good evening, everybody. This is Yoko. I'm registered for the conference. I'm not presenting, just listening and learning. And I'm really excited about this conference. I look forward to hearing presentations on COVID-19, which takes us back to the onset of the enslavement of Africans here in America. So I know that's going to be quite interesting. And also, what are presenters going to say about the inseparable grief we oftentimes experience when we lose someone to what we would consider an avoidable fatality? Also, I want to hear the perspective of healthcare providers who are treating patients every day in crowded facilities with staff shortages and fears of becoming infected with COVID-19. And another interesting topic will be the Latino perspective. That's a perspective we don't get to hear a lot of. So I want to know from the Latino community how they're coping with these various pandemics we're faced with right now. And one last thing that's on my radar is the topic of domestic violence and sex trafficking. How are these survivors thriving? I want to hear their testimonies. So, again, I'm really excited. The donation is $30. And if you're not working or and you know somebody who can sponsor you, please find a sponsor. And if you are able to sponsor one, please do so, especially so much we can benefit from some of these great topics.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. And listeners, just in case you can't tell, she is very excited and passionate about being able to attend this conference. And so there is certainly something in this conference packet for everyone. So do know that everyone will benefit. I'm going to just kind of go back to Dr. Meg there. Dr. Meg.
Hey, Dawn, I'm still here.
Yes, I know you've been listening, and I just want to get a little feedback from you right now, maybe some of your thoughts right now. We're having a great conversation. People are excited. There are going to be excited sessions that are going to be there. So give me a little feedback. What are you feeling right now? And, you know, this is your baby, and your baby's going to be 3 years old. Here's
3 year old baby.
Right.
You know, I am so grateful. Forever will be grateful of God. Ability to use somebody who's been discarded, abused, neglected. I mean, you can think of something that has happened to somebody who would not want to be forgiven. It would be me. But I stand here today as a trophy of grace, willing and able to stand in the gap for anybody who wants to go on this journey called forgiveness. It is heavy. It is hard. But I believe that God can use you if you're willing. And I struggled with this ministry, if you know my story, for anything, because I felt always that I had to be a minister of the gospel or a pastor. And I did get into Bible school. I haven't gone. I'm hoping to go when I'm 62 so I don't have to pay a student loan. But I'm saying all of that to say I will be forever grateful for God for giving me this idea and not letting me get let go of it because there were days I went to give up. I don't feel equipped. But I figure that he reminds me constantly that he used the willing. And so he'll equip the called, and I feel called to this. My hope and prayer is that the last breath I say will be, I forgive you. And I will continue as long as God supports me and give me the strength to tell people, because I know what it's like to carry a burden on your shoulder of being hurt, humiliated, rejected, all the things you could think of. And then the joy that comes when you let it go and let God. And I think the life best lived is the best reward or the best revenge you could give to somebody who's hurt you. And so I don't have enemies. I do have differences sometimes, and I you know, but I let things go quite easily. And so one of the things, and so my heart is well pleased by what I hear. For instance, Perry comes to our tea and forgiveness group on Friday night. He's calling from Sugarland, Texas. But because of the COVID pandemic, you know, he doesn't have to come into Atlanta to be a part of that group that meets on Friday night. He can call in from Texas. And so he's been a very active member of the Friday night group. And as you can hear, very mature in his faith, like he's 70 years old. And so I know that his workshop will really resonate with the many singles that are going to come, because many people, myself included, have prayed and we have waited for our partner, and nobody has showed up. And but the best thing we know to do is to do what God told us to do the last time, which was to wait and to stand on his promises. And so my heart is overjoyed by the things I'm hearing. I know that people will be blessed. And if they haven't signed up yet, they need to get cracking. It's going to be 2 days that's going to be unforgettable. Thank you, Donna.
Absolutely. And I want to go ahead and start addressing some of the emails here. Here's one that says, Dear Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna, my family and I have tuned into your show for the last 5 years, and I really enjoy your thought-provoking topics. This show is timely because my husband and I thought we had a solid relationship until we've been forced to be shut in together for the past 5 months. We realize that we really don't like each other. We are constantly arguing and contemplating divorce. I would like to know what the speaker who is covering the topic on relationships has to say about this. And this comes from Sarah and Alpharetta. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing that. And that's going to be Minister Umana. I'm going to ask him if he would respond to that.
Oh, praise God. This is going to be exciting. I hope she would be part of the conference on the 26th. The pandemic has made it possible for people to know that sometimes they thought they had a very solid, deep relationship, and they didn't know that was not the case. If we were talking in person here, one of the things I always say is, for example, we get married and children come, and where do we put the children? Between the father and the mother. If you have three children, you see the distance between the father and the mother is a little bit extended, like social distancing. And one day the children are going to leave the house. And if you did not build a solid relationship from day one, when the kids leave the house, whether you like it or not, they will. When they leave the house, you find out that you don't know yourself because you were spending so much time building the children and didn't spend as much time to build each other. The situation she's describing is not impossible to improve. That is where forgiveness comes in. But somebody has to, and I'll talk about that, somebody has to sit down and be willing to humble himself or herself and say, okay, why are we here? What has gone wrong? Where did we drop the ball? You know, Jesus himself said to the church in Ephesus, you've left your first love. Go and check out where you dropped it. Pick it back up. So we can say to ourselves in humility, not screaming, shouting, not saying, oh, you dropped the ball, didn't drop the ball, or vice versa. The moment we are willing to sit down and say, okay, what happened? Thank God for pandemic that has revealed that our relationship was not solid. What's going on? Are we willing to talk about it? That's it. Gotta be identify the problem and be willing to talk about the problem. And then get to that point and ask God for grace before you even talk about forgiveness. You can't just start talking about forgiveness when you don't even know what you asking the other person to forgive you about. So it's not impossible. It may be a little bit challenging, but the first step I would recommend is for them to sit down and identify what the issues are, whatever those issues are, and be willing to say, okay, how do we address these issues and talk about the issues? It could be money, it could be sexual relationship, whatever they are, be willing to talk about. Whoever is wrong in the process should be able to own, say, okay, you know what, I'm wrong. So, again, I'm not an author, I'm not a marital counselor, but I've got a little bit of experience after 43 years I'm going. So you got to be willing to address issues. You can't push them aside and think they're going to go away.
Well, it sounds like you have a little more than just a little experience, because 43 years, that is a long time. I just think that's beautiful. You know, nowadays, if you're married more than 43 months, that's doing pretty good, right? So, of course, we've all heard, you know, the news stories about how the divorce rate has really, really been driven up by people having mm-hmm. to be together all the time, and we've heard about the abuse and things that are going on. Oftentimes, you know, people are maybe kind of passing each other, you know, during the day, and they see each other a few hours at night, but to be there 24 hours is really showing, yeah. And I think that's what they were referring to, what really the realistic side of what's going on, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, can I speak to that?
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Before the pandemic, we were busy running helter-skelter and all of that, and we didn't know that there were some dirt under the carpet, some things like that. So the pandemic is here, and we sit down. Instead of me saying, how come the dishes stayed overnight, or how come this, how come that, what have I been doing even before the pandemic? Get involved in my wife's life, whatever she's doing, and she does the same thing. Get involved, help her, she helps me. We sit down, talk about stuff, and go places. It doesn't have to be things you spend so much money. In the pandemic, we're not able to go out and go places, okay? But we're able to go to grocery store and grab something, come and cook together. So find little things that you're doing within the house. Nobody says you cannot walk the neighborhood that you, you know, we do that every day. We just spent a month visiting our grandchildren in Texas. I mean, Donna, the whole month that we stayed, we walked every day except Sundays. We walked 2.5 miles every day, my wife and I. Sometimes my son joins us. So you got to find something you do together. If you are in a neighborhood that is easy for you to walk, walk. If you can drive to a park where you can save a social distance, you do that. So, but when people are sitting, if you have a favorite shoe to wash, you wash that. But when there, these things, there were things going on before the pandemic. That's why they're showing up when the pandemic forced people to sit still. These things didn't just happen. They were issues that weren't addressed. And when these issues show up because of the pandemic, people get frightened and they think the easiest route is to divorce, which is another compounding the problem.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it sounds like, you know, it will be a great idea for them to attend the conference. So thank you so much.
Yes.
Another email here. It says, Etiquette Lady, I am grateful that you are discussing a topic that many believe are for others. Forgiving other people frees you and not the other person whom you've been at odds with. I've had this conversation with my sister who continues to be mad with my father. She is sick all the time and depressed, and he is living his life. She continues to hold on to unforgiveness. The advice for her: I will not mention her name, and I will remain anonymous. You might cover this at the conference, and she and I are already registered. So I'm going to go to Pastor Williams, and then Dr. Megan. So so Pastor Williams, wanted to go to you first.
All right, repeat that concern that she had. The question.
Absolutely. Sure. She said she's grateful that we're discussing this topic. Many believe that it's for others, but it's for us. Her main concern. Her sister. She says, I've had this conversation with my sister, who continues to be mad with my father. She is sick all the time and depressed, and he is living his life. She continues to hold on to unforgiveness. What is advice for her? And she, of course, they want to remain anonymous.
Yeah. Well, again, certainly in order to overcome the problem, it is to people to first realize that they have an issue. And so during the conference, there would be opportunities for them to hear teaching or presentations on acknowledging that you have a need for forgiveness, because that's the first step. And then from that, if a person can acknowledge that forgiveness is an issue in their life, then they can follow or begin considering what is the best strategy to deal with it. How do you overcome that? What are the options that are available for you to bring about forgiveness or to seek forgiveness from the person who has offended you or the person you are not, you're having relational problems with? So hopefully the menu of courses that are being presented, there will be one that will deal with that issue, recognizing the need for forgiveness and then seeking options, tactics, strategies that best suit the situation in which you are facing. Back to you.
Thank you so much for that. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. We did extend our show out a bit because we anticipated that it would be pretty lively, and we want to make sure that we address all the questions that we're getting. It's not too late to get in on the conversation live. 516-418-5894. We'll be right back.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. 7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously. Sullivan Electric Services Company, LLC, specializes in new commercial and residential wiring, rewiring, service and panel upgrades, outlets, dedicated circuits, surge protection, and time clock. In addition to interior and exterior lighting, there's landscape lighting, recessed can lights, security cameras, low voltage wiring, and more. Sullivan Electric Services consistently receives 5-star ratings. For additional information, go to www.sullivanelectric.com. www.sullivanelectric.com. SullivanElectric.com or call 770-559-1159, 770-559-1159. At Sullivan Electric, we light the world the most excellent way. This commercial was...
Congratulations, Etiquette Lady, on your show's 12th year anniversary.
Did you know when you can't forgive, your emotional wounds can't close and heal? Forgive for Health Ministries, Inc. helps all people to forgive. Our services include support groups, workshops, and conferences, to name only a few. One of our goals is to help you forgive so you can live free from the shackles of unforgiveness. Our values include compassion, love, and honesty. For more information, to donate, and to register for our conference, go to www.forgive4health.org or call 404-500-9204, 404-500-9204. Let Forgive for Health Ministries help to heal all of your relationships for good.
Forgive for Health Ministries is a 501c3 organization.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we are having a discussion about the Forgive for Health Ministry Conference that is coming up on the 19th and the 26th. I know you heard one of the speakers say the 26th, and you had not heard that before. So just to make sure that you're not confused, it is a two-part conference, right, Dr. Megan?
Yes, it is. We'll do 2 half-days. On the 19th, we'll start in the all plenary sessions or panel discussions. And then we'll break at 12:30, and then we'll come back on the 26th and have another set of sessions or workshops or presentations from 9 to 12:30. So because most people are on their computer for so long, we thought we'd break it into two, instead of just having a long day of presentation. But we'll have some breaks in between and exercise and advertisements, et cetera. So we'll make it exciting, and so you don't want to miss the conference on both days.
Wonderful. So I just want to make sure I haven't missed any of our callers. If you send an email, we are going to get to that. I want to go to extension 4328. Extension 4328, hello.
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 This is Tambari Vida. Hello.
Hi, Tambari. How are you?
Hey, Kisana. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for calling. So we would love to hear what you have to say.
And I'm so excited for what the Lord is doing. I'm not registered yet for the conference, but hopefully by the grace of God, before that Saturday, he will make a way. But I'm just so excited for the time being that I have been met with Dr. Megan. I have received such a blessing from the both through these forgiveness classes. I have not been involved like I was the past month before this pandemic, my spirit is there, and I'm so excited about what the Lord is going to do through this conference time. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling. And it's too late. If you would like to get in on the conversation, you can certainly give us a call as well. I want to go ahead and make sure that we can address the other emails as well. We're just watching the board here. Okay, so here's one. It says, Ms. Donna, when I was younger, I did something to a classmate that I apologized to her for, but she said that she would never forgive me. I am in my 30s and am still bothered by this. I asked for forgiveness, but it was not accepted. What steps should I take to get over this? This comes from Jonathan in Cincinnati. Jonathan, thank you so much for that. Wow. So, Dr. May, so it could go, you know, the other way as well. Sometimes we may not have forgiven someone, and that bothers us. So this looks like it's the flip side where he's asked for forgiveness, but it's not been granted. So what do you say to that? And then I want to go to Pastor Williams as well.
Well, that's an interesting issue and not an uncommon one. I think what he needs to realize is that he's done all he can. If it makes him feel better, he could consider writing a letter to the person. He might not even have to mail it. For instance, I have written letters to my dad who had been dead for 30-something years. But it helps you to spot, it's almost a cathartic activity, or write a forgiveness certificate for this person and for that issue that you've asked for forgiveness for, and put it on the wall. You are set free when you ask for forgiveness. The acceptance of that offer, because it's a gift, is contingent on the other person accepting you. They are not willing to forgive, not willing to be reconciled with you, and all you can only do what you have done. But I would suggest the additional steps of maybe writing a letter that you might not need to mail, but if you feel like you could do that, or just write a certificate of forgiveness and set it free and move on with your life, because you have done all you needed to do. Now, if you're wanting to be reconciled with a person, obviously that's going to be a different issue, because forgiveness and reconciliation are two different things. But you can unilaterally, that is by yourself, ask for and grant forgiveness to somebody who might not want to accept. So I hope that makes sense, and I hope you'll be able to join us for the conference. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And did not know if Pastor Williams wants to chime in on that as well. I don't. Pastor Williams?
Well, I certainly concur with what Dr. Megan has said. The only thing I would add is that having done that, having written a letter, having posted it on a wall, then I would certainly pray, seek the Lord about that letter and ask God to become involved or help me or give me wisdom in how to proceed forward at that point. And also praying for the other party, that God would speak or make them open to communication if that is the direction this person wants to go. But basically what I'm saying is that having written the letter, then I would certainly, if I'm a believer and know that God hears and answers prayer, then I would ask the Lord to put his approval upon that letter, and his will be done concerning that matter, and look to him to speak to his heart as to what should be the next steps.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, and I certainly hope that helps. Here's one that says, Ms. Donna, thank you so much for covering this topic. My family and I listen to your show regularly. I recall when Dr. Megan was on your show last month, and she mentioned something that really changed my life. Thank you for what you do, and my comment is to tell both of you thank you from the bottom of my heart. This comes from Sarah in Chicago. So thank you, Sarah, for sharing that with us. And we're just so glad. And because, you know, I mean, our goal is to hope that you all will hear something that will resonate with you, that is going to encourage you, that is going to, you know, just make you feel better. So that's one of the main reasons, actually, that I do this show, is hoping that you will certainly hear something that will help you. Here's one. It says, Ms. Donna, I recommended that some friends of mine to follow your show, but they said they tried and couldn't because of being prompted to try to start a show, which they weren't trying to do. Just wanted to make you aware. From Desi. Desi, thank you for so much for that. And yes, I am now aware that I did reach out, because I've had a lot of comments about that. I reached out to our tech person, and she did say that you would actually, the only way you could really follow the show is to have your own show on this network, which I think is very interesting. But I'm so grateful that I have such a large email base. And so we do a lot of e-blasts as well as text blasts. So I am certainly grateful for that. And you all certainly feel free when there's an issue or something that you want us to be aware of. Certainly give us, you know, send the message, and we will be so appreciative. So what I'm going to do is I am going to see if we can take just give the speakers about 2 minutes, and I want to try to circle back to the speakers if they are still with us, and if they can just maybe take about up to two minutes to say some last words about why it would be important to attend this conference if you are on the fence. So we're going to start with Minister Umana.
Donna, thank you. Dr. Megan, thank you for opportunity for me to be part of what's going on here in the ministry. What I want to say, I want to encourage those who want to attend, try and set aside everything else and be part of the conference on the 19th and the 26th. Talking about forgiveness is not an easy thing, but we have, if you are a believer, God is going to help you. Even if you're not a believer, you ask God to help you, He will help you. That is one assurance that we know. Many promises in the scripture, but this is one promise that when you come to God and ask God to forgive you, He will. And therefore, if God forgives you and you have it in your spirit, in your heart, so forgive your wife, forgive your husband, God will give you the grace to do it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's always easy, but I tell you what, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I can forgive my wife. She can forgive me. You can forgive your husband. He can forgive you. Just come on and enjoy the discussion during this conference.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. We're going to go now. I would like to go to Dr. Hetty. If you would be kind enough, just take about 2 minutes and just speak from your heart why you believe that people should attend.
Thank you, Ms. Donna, and I would like to thank you, Dr. Megan, as well. I'm so delighted to be in this show tonight, but I would like to urge everyone, all the listeners and others that will join later on, to register for this conference. We're talking about forgiveness for health. Unforgiveness is a deadly disease. It is debilitating disease that wrecks the entire system, physically, emotionally, psychologically, and otherwise. And when we are holding on to unforgiveness, basically that's what the mask is. You're covering, you're hiding your loneliness, you're hiding your bondage, you're holding back all those things that you don't want to manifest so that others will not see who you are originally. Those are the things you are holding back, you're hiding, you're masking them. But how do you know if you are wearing it, if it's not revealed to you? And that's what this pandemic had done to us. In a way, I appreciate the fact that this season is existing, because circumstances revealed a man to himself. Circumstances had revealed our marriages, our relationships, our personal self, our relationship to God. With God and our relationship to each other. That's what this pandemic is. It's not just that bad, bad. It is very good, because we really need to know who we are and what we are and whose we are and where we are going. And when we are able to unveil all these things to the open, we will be able to live and thrive. That's what it's all about. So come in, register,
so
be part of this, and you will be blessed. Thank you, Ms. Donna.
thank you so much. We so appreciate it. And in case you all have just joined us late, that's okay. You'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. We're talking about the Forgiveness Conference that's coming up, starting this coming Saturday on the 19th. I also want to bring back and ask Dr. Joy if she would just take about 2 minutes and let us know why she believes that a person should attend the conference.
Hello. Thank you so much, Ms. Donna and Dr. Megan. I appreciate, again, the opportunity to share the importance of this conference. Dr. Saunders mentioned earlier that God put it on her heart to expand her work through ministry with the Ministry of Forgiveness. I think many of us struggle with forgiveness and even sometimes forgiving others, but even forgiving ourselves. There are times when God allows us to really sit back and to hear him when we're open to hearing him. So I think during this pandemic, during this season, has allowed us to really come back together as family, as friends, and as worshipers to think about what do we need to do for our health. So the conference will, both days, September 19th and September 26th, will allow us to hear from amazing speakers, testimonies from others, and learn ways that we can heal in a way that shows God's beauty in our lives. The pandemic has taught me a lot about forgiveness. This is the first time my husband and I have lived in the same city for years because he was working out of state and then working in Minneapolis, and I was working in Rochester. And we have had to learn to date again. And so I think that even the conversations about healthy dating, healthy relationships, forgiving each other allows us to really focus on the purpose of quality of life and wellness. So I'm looking forward to meeting the registrant. So please register. It's only $30. And God will open the door for those that need assistance. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for that. And, you know, it's going to be very exciting. So if you all have not purchased your ticket, we're going to let Dr. Megan come back and just kind of give you some direction as far as how you can get registered for the conference. So if you can take a couple minutes to do that, Dr. Megan, please go right ahead.
Thank you, Donna, and thanks for the speakers that are going to be coming on the 19th and 26th. I'm excited about this. It's going to be a week of fun as we sort of run into this conference. But if you're interested in registering, and I'm hoping that after you've heard everything today that you're willing to register, we suggest that you go to our website, which is forgive4health.org, and look under the upcoming event tab. And in that tab, you will see a link that says conference ticket. You just need to click on that, and it will take you right to the Eventbrite page, and you'll be able to register. If you find yourself willing to come but unable to afford it, then send Ms. Donna a message, and we will see what we can do to help you. But we want everybody who is listening or on the sound of my voice who can come to come, because we know it's going to be a life-changing conference. You will never be the same. You will leave being able to actually follow God's mandate, because he said if you don't forgive men their trespasses, then he will not forgive you. And so we are blocking our blessings sometimes from God when we refuse to forgive others. And so we will equip you. We will start with a forgiveness assessment, so we'll know, you will be able to know what your forgiveness scores are. We'll talk through the tips and tools that you will need. We'll give you a lot of resources to go back home and practice this and actually help, because forgiveness is not a one-time process. It's long, it's arduous, but it's a rewarding event when you actually get to the other side of it and remove all the shackles of unforgiveness from your life. So I'm looking forward to seeing people from the show attending, and let us know you came from the show, and I'm excited about what will happen on Saturday, and looking forward to it. So thank you, Ms. Donna, for having me.
You're so welcome. It's a pleasure. And myself and Pamela Barnes, we will actually be teaching a workshop centered around parenting and schooling during the pandemic. So we're going to have a lot of information. There's so much that's surrounding, whether they're in person or whether they are online. So we're going to give you a lot of great information on that as well. Well, listen, thank you, everyone, for supporting our show. Thank you for listening, those of you who call us, send us messages via email. If you joined us for the first time, listen, thank you for becoming a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. And please do come back again next week. I'll tell you what we'll be talking about next week in just a moment. But we want to always thank our loyal listeners who tune in each week. And we're certainly glad that you are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family as well. If you have an etiquette topic or question that you would like to hear us address, please feel free to let us know about that. We'll see what we can do. And we appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. We know we can only do that one person at a time. And then we can only do that as well with your help, okay? In addition, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. It just happens to be one of my favorite proverbs. I have several, but that's one of my favorite proverbs. And that comes from Proverbs 3:3. Next week, join us next week as we discuss why women are charged more for some services and products. Did you know that? Probably not. Most women are not even aware of this, but they will be after our show. And I'll be joined by Lakita Renee Booker, who's an actress, singer, songwriter, beauty influence. We're going to give you some great, powerful information, a lot of it that you didn't even know. It's going to be really interesting. Well, listen, stay safe, okay? Stay safe. We will talk again next week. Take care, good night, and God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady and What is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.